Hello to all of you willing listeners out there in Audio Boom Land who are willing to accept the following files, the recordings that we're bringing forth. As was mentioned in the previous post, we would be introducing to you our inner workings, so to speak, our inner parts. I am Yamato. I am 27. I am one of the protector parts. And even though Caitlin, the body, the collective, is female, I am male, and I feel a bit singled out as I am the only true male. We have another who is transgender, I suppose. Well, one who is a hermaphrodite and changes, gender upon preference of the moment. Full name being Chastity, but everyone calls that part Chaz. So sometimes Chaz is male, and sometimes Chaz is female. But I am constantly male, and all of the rest of the parts so far as we know of all of them now are female. Various different ages, but definitely female. And, now, as far as when I first noticed that I was a part of us on the inside, well, we collectively, there are many of us who are, even though as a girl we're very tomboyish, and I think I picked up on, well, Chaz can be gentlemanly too when Chaz is a gentleman, but I picked up on the very honorable martial arts, Japanese culture. For the longest time, I did not have a Japanese name, and then the name Yamato, which is a sword in a video game, and was at one time the name that the Japanese called Japan before it was Nippon. I've always wanted to travel to Japan and learn the language. And I've always wanted to learn karate or some form of martial arts. Growing up, I was jealous of our nephew because he went through learning karate, and now our parents did try, but they weren't able to find a karate instructor who would be willing to make any certain adaptations for someone with disabilities, or at least that's what I got told. But then again, one can never be too old to learn anything, so I hope that perhaps I can join some kind of adult class. I did get to try for a couple of weeks a self-defense sort of class, and I did have a white belt and a gi and everything, but, well, I had to give it all back, because it was a 2-week trial and I couldn't afford to continue. But, so, I am one of the protectors, which means that if any of the darker parts are getting out of line and causing trouble, or just causing distress, I step in and I try and resolve the conflict, and I'm kind of a mediator. Myself and Kylie are the kind of obviously active protectors. that everyone knows about. Viola can sometimes be a protector in her own interesting way. Annabella is our logical, rational, reasonable part of us, and in that sense can be sort of a protector of our impulsive mind. But Kylie and I are sort of the, you know, if you entered our mind and it was like a club, we would be the bouncers. Also, interestingly enough to note about myself and my role within all of our parts, in getting to know each other, getting to know everybody and all of our inner workings, I ended up falling in love with one of the parts of us, Christina, who goes by Nina for short. She and I are indeed together, which I was extremely anxious about at first. I thought, are we losing it? Are we going mad? But no, apparently in other systems more affected by trauma and systems that involve actual dissociation, it can be common for hearts to fall in love, get married, have family systems, all kinds of complex things. So what I've got is simple compared to what I was, you know, all the things that were racing through my mind and what I was thinking. Well, I don't really know what much else to say. Oh, yes, a lot of our parts, as I said, you know, Christina goes by Nina for short. A lot of us have sort of nicknames we give each other, and I am sometimes called Yoshi because one of the things that sparked my love for martial arts was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Master Splinter, whose name is Hanato Yoshi, but Hanato, I come to find out, isn't a Japanese name or word, so, and Yamato Yoshi is a little bit too much of a tongue exercise, so, to most I am Yamato, and to, well, Kira teasingly will call me Yoshi, or, well, she has all kinds of other names to pick on me, and Nina, of course, will lovingly call me Yoshi-san, which, you know, san being the male respective suffix, as I call her Nina-chan, chan being the female respective suffix in Japanese. What little I know. I would love to learn the language. Oh, would I ever. That means I could not have to worry about watching anime with subtitles that I can't read. And time is drawing near for this intro to come to an end, and we will be making other recordings so that you get to know all of the parts that are in the tree, our lovely inside family. And even though I'm always nervous to get my voice on recording, I do appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I do, I do enjoy making these recordings. Yes, I do literally, I'm not lying or fudging. But time is drawing near, so I will have to bring this to a close. And I hope you all are well.